When you talk about the moments you've had with God, are they forced and robotic, or are they filled with life? Are your stories filled with dry Christianese, or are they a gushing invitation to jump into an adventure with Jesus? As Christians, the light and the hope of the world lives inside of us, but most of us aren't very good at communicating it. Like all of us, I've had my fair share of ups and downs in my walk with God. There have been times when I felt like I could reach out my hand and he's right there, and other times when he seemed more distant than a cousin you only see every 5 years or so at a family reunion in Michigan. During those distant times, it felt like I was grasping at straws. I didn't want to spend time with God because I felt distant from him, but I was distant from him because I wouldn't spend time with him. I had no desire to pray or read my Bible when in fact that was the very thing I needed to jumpstart my relationship with God. A vicious cycle indeed. I remember one season in particular, right after I got married, when I felt like I needed a Back to the Future moment. I wished I could travel back in time and see key moments that God had unfolded in my life. I needed to be reminded of our history together, about the love we once shared before I let my heart grow distant. It was strange how forgetful I could be at 25 years old. I would pick up book after book, longing to be transported back into a meaningful relationship with God. I knew that a book alone couldn't do this, but still I searched. The only problem was it seemed as though with every book I read, the author had already arrived. There was so much deep theology and knowledge of the scriptures, but few real-life personal stories, let alone stories of times when they grew distant from God and longed to be close again. After reading countless books, many by renowned authors, there was still a growing need in my soul. Perhaps there was some deep theological truth that I was missing, or maybe I just needed to go back and remember the stories I'd already recorded in my personal history with God. In his book, Chase the Lion, Mark Batterson writes, "Something about going back to a place where God has proven himself faithful builds our faith even more. It's not just a walk down memory lane. Those memories fuel faith and stoke the imagination. This is the very reason why I began writing this book. It's the book I wish I could have read during that season in my life. Along the way, I've found that a huge key to this thing called faith is the power of story. Deep theology and principles are nice, but it's often the stories of those who have gone before us that give life to our faith. Even the gospel itself is presented as a story, and each of us have a story of how its truth changed our lives. In this book, you'll find a collection of stories. Some are mine, while some are those of others that have impacted my life. My hope is that these stories will draw you closer to God and give life to your own story, providing the clarity and strength to tell it well. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have, but do this with gentleness and respect." 1 Peter 3:15.